Isaiah 40, it says this. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody okay this morning?
Yes.
All right, okay. God is awesome.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 28, familiar portion of Scripture. It's basically the song that the Spirit just had us sing. And it says this, do you not know? Have you not heard that the Lord, the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, he does not grow tired. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
He doesn't grow weary.
Yes.
Amen to that too. His understanding nobody can fathom. He has all wisdom. He has all understanding. When you and I can't figure it out, or when we're being overwhelmed and we have a mountain in front of us and we don't even understand how we got there in the first place, or maybe we do understand, but we're saying, how do I get out of this? God has all the understanding about the situation that we need if we would only go to Him in the midst of that situation. And it goes on to say this. Thank you, Jesus. It says that He gives strength to the weary.
Yes.
Anybody ever get weary?
Yes. Amen.
I think we all do from time to time. We are all robed in this stuff we call flesh. If you don't believe it, just reach over and pinch the person. No, don't do that, okay? But we're all robed in flesh, aren't we? This is the vehicle that we have to get through this life. And some of us wish we had a different vehicle, right? Some of us got things that are not like it used to be, amen? And we wish that we could bend down and our joints worked better and all these other things. And I'm going to tell you right now, when you work hard and you go out and you do things every day, you get weary at times. Your flesh will get weary, and sometimes we can even get weary in our soul.
Yes. Yes.
But it says that God is not going to leave us there. In fact, it says that God will bring you to a place of strength. He's not going to leave you and abandon you in your weariness. But you and I all have a choice to make, don't we? We have to choose to come to Him. Now, I believe that there are those moments where, despite ourselves, okay, because sometimes we can just be, I don't know about you, but I can be chief knucklehead, all right? And when that happens, yeah, somebody just said amen, yeah. But the truth of it is, we can all get there. We can all grow tired in our soul. Life happens to us, and the things that we face, and the circumstances, and sometimes our kids, oh my gosh, our kids. Randy, we are praying for you and Megan right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Alexi. I'm not going to tell any stories. It's all good. They got a beautiful family, don't they? Isn't it awesome? I love it. I love it. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Encourage them. That's what we do as the body of Christ. But when we grow weary, God will give us strength. God will give us strength. Thank you, Jesus. And it says this, that He increases the power of the weak. Now, I don't know about you, but there's times I feel powerless. There's times that I'm dealing with an issue, or I'm trying to help somebody deal with an issue in their life, and I feel powerless. Because in and of myself, I am powerless. I am limited by this flesh that I am in. I need the Spirit of God to be awakened inside of me so that I can be effectively helping other people and helping myself. I need the strength of God. I need the power of God. So I have to tap into the power source. I have to tap into Jesus, you see. You and I can't do it alone. We are not created to be lone soldiers. We are not created to walk this walk all by ourselves. Last week I mentioned this. It doesn't matter if you're the most introverted person or not. I'm going to tell you right now, your introversion is anchored in your flesh. The Spirit of God wants you to come out of that thing, and He wants you to partner with the people of God. He wants you to plug into the family, but it requires you and I to walk in the Spirit so that the flesh does not rule and reign over us. We need to walk in the Spirit of God, because when you walk in the Spirit of God, you don't sin. When you walk in the Spirit of God, you are walking in the likeness of Christ. And I don't know about you, but we need to walk in the likeness of Christ so that other people can see the genuine love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Of all the times of the year that people need Jesus, you see Him out in the malls. Maybe you've been there. Maybe you've gone to the Walmarts and you've gone to the Targets and the Home Depots and all these other places that you're scurrying around and you're trying to get all this activity. There's all this gyration of activity just going on and going on and going on. And everybody's just going crazy because, oh my God, gosh, they're even fighting at Walmart. I mean, literally just going at it because they couldn't get a toy. Mindlessness, lawlessness. People need to see the Spirit of God coming out of the church, flowing out of your life. In the midst of all that, you can offer a healing balm to that situation in their life. But you got to be connected to the source. And we see right here that it says that God will give you power in your weakness. For it is when we are weak, He is strong. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm just getting older. Bruce, what are you, 74? Bill, we know you're 39, 47 times, or whatever it is now. I'm just getting older. Yeah, our flesh gets older. But our spirit should get stronger. Day after day after day. Friends, it's not about whether you're young or whether you're old, because here's what the scriptures say. It says this, that even youth, okay, even youth, youths, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. Just because you have energy and passion when you're young and all of these types of things, it doesn't mean that you don't grow weary. Because you can give yourself to the wrong activity in life, and many of us came out of that, didn't we? We gave some of our best years of our lives to the things of to another kingdom altogether. I wish I could go back. I wish I could turn back the hands of time. I wish I could just go back and speak to that young man that was so just off base and going in the wrong things and pursuing the wrong things in life. I wish I could, but I can't. Because I remember there were times even in my running, even in all of that, I grew weary. Even young people grow weary. And in the church, our young people can grow weary because we can get so consumed with the mindlessness of society. We can get so consumed with that thing that we're always just on and on and on and on and on. And that is their culture. That is their world. That's what they're being brought up in. But it's a tool that can be used for the kingdom of God. Or it can capture a heart and distract you from the kingdom of God. And I want to encourage us to be aware of that, because those things can weary our minds. They can weary our soul. But even youths, even older, all of us, we're not immune from it, friends. Doesn't matter where you're at in that spectrum. We all can grow weary. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But God gives strength, and He increases power. But here's the key, friends, and this is where we're going. My version here says hope in the Lord, but that's not the word I'm going to talk about. I'm going to use the word wait. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Now, there is a word there. And it's that word for wait. And that word for wait, I believe it's spelled Q-A-W-V-A-H. Kava is the word for it. And what it means is this. You know, when you and I, you could Google it, you could hear sermon after sermon, and I've looked at some of them, and there's so much good stuff out there. But in jest, it's this. It's not, you know, my dear wife Kelly, bless her heart, she works at Hy-Vee, okay? There's a friendly smile in her aisle, and I do know that, okay? But the reality is this. There are times that you go there, and when it gets really busy, Thanksgiving, Christmas, certain days, they run a certain ad or something, you can go up there, and I think they got 9 registers, and they can, yeah, I've learned a lot about Hy-Vee, trust me. But the reality is this. You can sometimes have to go up there and wait in line. You ever been there? Martian gave birth to what? You know what I'm saying? The tabloids and all that ridiculous stuff that's over there. But you're sitting there waiting in line. That's not the kind of waiting that we're talking about. Because what this word means is this. It means to bind yourself to God. It means to actively bind yourself. It's an inner working. It's a twisting together. And here's the thing, friends. They who wait upon the Lord, they who bind themselves to the Lord will renew their strength. If you are weary and you need your strength renewed, you need to bind yourself to the Lord, because it says that He will give strength to the weary. It says that He will give power to the powerless. But it comes through the binding process. It comes through saying no to some of the things that you've been saying yes to, and saying yes to the things that you need to say yes to in the kingdom. I will tell you, there is never, ever, ever going to be a lack of opportunities that the devil will present you with to go and do things for Him. And then all of a sudden, God wants you to do something for the kingdom of God, but you have entangled yourself so much in the things of this kingdom here on this world that you're unable to even say yes to the things that you know, and you're in a place of misery. At some point, you've got to cut the line. At some point, you've got to say yes to the things of the kingdom and no to the things of this world. Friend, the best thing that could ever happen to the church, and you don't like it when we talk this way, but it's persecution. If the church is persecuted, it grows. When we are comfy and we have all of our nice little plush things and we're just going on. And friends, I love that. I love to have a nice place to worship. But I'm going to tell you, I believe the church needs a good dose of persecution so that we will bind together, and we will bind together with Jesus once and for all. You know what I'm talking about. When you are in the valley, where you go? There's one of two places. If you're a Christian, you're going to get on your knees and you're going to start pouring your heart out to God, or you're going to run. And oftentimes, I've seen it. I've experienced it myself. You come to this place and that mountain is so big, and that valley is so deep, and that heartache is something that you just can't seem to get over. And you keep running around this same tree over and over and over and over and over. At some point, you got to chop the tree down. At some point, you got to let Holy Spirit have that thing. You've got to let Jesus in on these situations. But you got to make the decision. Am I going to run to God? Am I going to wait upon the Lord? Or am I going to go back to my old ways of doing things? Trust me, what does the Bible say? Your flesh will always want to do the opposite of what the Spirit of God wants you to do. We are robed in flesh. Do you really want to know the key to living in the Spirit? It's simple. We talked about it in our men's group this morning. We're at a square table now, so we don't have a round table. But here's the deal. It's simply yielding your flesh, submitting it to the Spirit. Because here's the thing. This is our vehicle. This is what we got to drive around in, okay? And some of us got a little more than others, all right? Yes, spare tire, is that what you said? Okay. The reality, though, is this, friends, this is what we got. But we need to yield it to God. We need to say, God, okay, take this old rickety, you know, knees and arthritic hands and everything else that I got going on, Lord, and you know all my ailments, and I can make a God out of my ailments, but I'm not going to. I'm going to submit this body to you, and I'm going to just say, Jesus, you've got it. Whatever I have left, you can have it. I may not have much, or maybe all I can do is just kind of scurry out of my seat and, you know, just get out of bed in the morning and make it to my chair. But in that chair, I can open up heaven and I can start praying for people and I can start believing for healing. I can start believing for the prodigals to come home in my life. Yes. Yes. You see, friends, those are the types of things that can happen when we wait upon the Lord. So you might be here today, and you may have come and just expecting a nice little Christmas message. I want to encourage you today. This is a great Christmas message because this is a time of year when people get so frantic and hurried and you got too many things going on, and we've all done this, okay? We overcommit, we underdeliver. And then the things that we really want to give ourselves to, we don't have any energy. We don't have any time. They who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles, you see. Though that's what we need, friends. In the face of your adversity, in the face of your weariness, in the face of your soul just being absolutely inundated with the things of this world, the pressures of life, I will tell you that God can come in His sweetness. He can come in that beautiful love that He has, and He can just wrap His arms around you when you wait upon the Lord, and He will bind you together with Him. They who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Are you getting anything out of this? I'm going to tell you what. God just burned this on my soul this morning. So I believe that's the message for us today. And now I got the message for next week, so we're good. They who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Now listen, many of you are sitting here saying, wow, it's 11:35. This is really unusual. Pastor, is he winding up? I'm coming in for a landing. How about that? This is, yeah, winding up.
So another hour.
Another hour, yeah. No. I think what we need to do is answer the call. I think we're those of us who can. You need to get out of your seat, and you need to come and just wait upon the Lord. Sometimes, friends, it's just an active. I've had people say, why do we got to go to an altar? You don't. But what I will tell you is this. The altar is where humility takes over. It's where pride goes to the side, and you just allow the humility of the, you humble yourself before the Lord. And when we humble ourselves before the Lord, what does He do? He lifts us up. The Bible also tells us that He's the glory and the lifter of my head. You know, things can really drag us down. Don't let the enemy steal the precious gift of this season, the precious gift of Jesus. In the midst of all the stuff that's going on, and I love it. I love the lights. I love the decorations. I love it all. But I do it from my heart just as a way. When I see it and I drive around and I see the lights that are out, and I know some people have the Santas and all this and that. I'm not going to get hung up on that. But you know when I go around and say, Lord, this is for you. This is for you. We're just wanting to beautify. I just redirect it to Jesus, and I just say, God, we just want to beautify the space. I think it's beautiful when you have some lights on a tree or just a house that's decorated. You don't have to be Clark Griswold. I understand that. But the truth is, you know, if that's what you want to do, great, man, do it for God's glory. Praise the Lord. It's okay. But don't let that be the only thing that captures your heart in Christmas. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Amen? Amen. Justin, why don't you go ahead and put our altar instrumental on, if you would, please. The first one there will be fine. And I'd like us just to take some time as a congregation. This is the body of Christ. Amen? Now, I know, Sherry, I was going to have you share. Are we okay? Okay, I love you, sis. All right. She experienced a healing, and she's going to share with us here, probably maybe next week even, okay? But it's a great testimony of God's healing touch on her life, and it's beautiful. But could we stand for a moment? Thank you, Jesus. Can we let the Holy Spirit have this moment in our lives? Can we let Him have these next 20 minutes or so, or whatever it may be, whatever you need?